Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our tiny planet, also what we can look for in our dark island skies. We're turning to the expertise of Christopher Phillips as usual. We welcome him back right now. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. For this week, stargazers, look out for Mars in the western sky, close to the sun during sunset. Jupiter and Saturn will also be visible in the southern sky right through till the early morning. The moon this week is passing through its new moon phase. This means a glorious return to dark skies here in the islands, perfect for stargazing.
And this week we're going to learn about some research that's being done relating to objects on the edge of the solar system?
Yes, indeed. Astronomers at the Gemini Observatory atop Mauna Kea have been working with another Mauna Kea observatory, the CFHT, or Canada-France-Hawaii Telescope, in order to observe some of the most enigmatic objects in the solar system, the Kuiper Belt objects. What they observed is that the planet Neptune has been giving a gentle gravitational push to many of these objects, sending them on their way into the cold, dark depths of the outer solar system.
And first, before we hear about that, how about just a little background on what the Kuiper Belt is?
Well, the Kuiper Belt is named after the astronomer Gerard Kuiper. It's kind of like the asteroid belt, except it's out beyond the orbit of Neptune. And it's made up of ancient objects that were once the building blocks of the solar system.
And these are probably really cold places. I'm imagining everything's frozen.
Oh, yeah, totally. Everything out here is like giant ice cubes, except they're too big to fit in your glass. Oh, and they're made of frozen gases like methane and ammonia, not the kind of stuff that I would like in my cocktail.
And so exactly what have they found?
Well, we've spotted what we are calling a blue binary. And it's not a star. These are actually frozen objects that were thought to have formed in the inner solar system, but then were pushed out to the edge by the planets such as Neptune. As you know, these objects are really cool. Get it? By studying them, we get an idea of what conditions in the early solar system were like. It enables us to peer through a window into our ancient past to a time when the Earth was nothing more than a collection of boulders. Boulders that were sculpted and pummeled into the beautiful planet we live on today.
Christopher Phillips and another exciting Stargazer report. Thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week.